CTY Mobile.
CTY KO4NUE.
This runs the Marins, and I could have sworn I passed your truck. It looked just like your truck, and but I couldn't see who was driving, so I thought maybe you were near me.
I'm up at up in Liberty, over.
And you got there safe and sound.
Roger that. Did you get some rest?
I'm trying to take care of business. Maybe later, but yeah, right now just trying to take care of a bunch of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need anything, give me a holler. I'm gonna step on out. KO4NUE 73, Daniel.
And also, if you could remember we were talking about, I called you about before. If you could ask him, that'd be great.
Right here with me. I'll talk to him about it. Get back with you tomorrow. Over.
73. Thanks. And hi, Chris.
Yeah. Phil G said hello.
Not too much trouble today.
Both too tired to be in trouble.
Here's that. I'm in the same boat, but you gotta work, try to get some of those check marks off of the back of the door, Chad.
I'm so sneaky today. I'm hoping I can get one or two back on his. You know, he put four on mine, then takes two off of his. That's the way that works.
Check marks off. Good deed or what?
That person does it double. If I mess up twice, then I get two times the tick marks. So that's two times four. So I get four tick marks. And since the divisor was two, then he gets two taken off of his.
Who's got the most marks right now?
Well, who you think?
I kind of thought it was you, but I didn't want to assume.
When the sheet that tracks all that is in his shop, the numbers get a little different every time I come up here.
You know, sometimes you don't remember if you put the check marks down or not, so you have to make sure. So I'm with Chris on this.
Oh, I see how it is. That's okay. That's all right. We got a little piece of paper up here for you, too.
You in a heartbeat, probably.
All right, bud, I'm going to let you go. KO4NUE and KO4QLG clear.
Great day. KI4DTY, I'll be on the side.
On the side of there, Daniel. N4ZLK.
Hey, hopefully not on the side of the road. Where are you out and about today?
Road. In Berea, headed back towards the White Horse and 85 area. Gonna eat some lunch over that way. Not my favorite place, but we're gonna eat at a place called Petey's, or Pete's, or whatever it is.
White Horse Road?
White Horse and Highway 20.
Yeah, I used to eat there often. I used to work at a recording studio on White Horse Road, so I know White Horse Road, but yeah, pretty crazy. It was pretty good.
Times has its moments, and some of the stuff is all right. It's not my favorite place to eat, but we kind of limited to how many places we can eat, because we got to find some parking. So we'll do this one every once in a while.
Race them back to the office after eating there, so you don't have to tell me. But yeah, I mean, I was about to say, it probably is pretty hard to find a parking spot at a good place to eat, especially if there's more than one of you.
The place is there on 153. I can park in the back of the Walmart and walk across the little road back there. Antonio's Pizza is really good, and they've got really good wings. And then there's Shane's Rib Shack, and even though we share a name, they won't give me a discount, and that's kind of expensive. It's not my favorite rib place either, but or barbecue. It's all right. They think a little bit more of their food than it's worth, I think. But, you know, and of course Chick-fil-A and let's see what else is there. There's a little place called Arnold's over on 81. We could park in the church behind it, that New Spring Church parking lot. They're really good hamburgers and things like that.
1 second, KI4PTY, I'll be right back.
Okay, mobile.
I am back. So, if Arnold's is the place where I think it was on 81, that was, is it kind of like a, almost like a hole-in-the-wall hot dog hamburger place?
And it's really, really good food. It's probably one of my favorites. Hamburgers are really good. French fries are good. And they've got, you know, steak and a pork chop and country fries, or country steak. I don't think they have chicken, but, yeah. But, yeah, it's like a hole in a wall, but they're really nice there, and the food's really good, and they're not very expensive at all.
They were really good. I used to go out there with a buddy for our longer lunch breaks. We'd go out there and meet, and, yeah, it was always really good.
But there's a couple places on Lawrence Road I can get to, but I'm generally over this way. So unless I'm back towards the building with a load or something around lunchtime, I don't generally eat over there.
Now, so are you just picking up a trailer and then dropping off a trailer at the next location, or are they doing a full load unload?
Out every morning with some bulk deliveries, and they're not on pallets. They're just there's too many packages to go on the small package cars, what Brad drives around. And I have pretty much the same people I visit every day, four or five stops. Occasionally there'll be another one that's heavy. And then from there, I just got done delivering my last stop. I'll eat lunch and then I make pickups, places that ship out too much that can go in a package car. And they might have one or two pallets, seven pallets, half a trailer that they'll load when I get there. And then I've got one shipper that I drop, or two shippers, sorry, I drop trailers at their place, and they load them during the day. They ship out full trailers.
I knew you were driving back and forth to a hub or a couple hubs, so I wasn't sure exactly how the semi-truck version worked, if you were just doing full trailers or what.
Back to our Greenville building, same place Brad works out of. When I work, the only time we go between hubs is at nighttime when everything's picked up during the day. It's processed out to what part of the country it's going to, whether it's, you know, southeast or north or west. And then the guys at night take them to different hubs, you know, Columbia, Columbia, Greensboro, Atlanta. That's where we go, Knoxville maybe. And then we bring loads back for the morning for the next day.
KI4DTY. I know you run pretty late, so usually what time's your cutoff?
Everything back in the building by 8 o'clock at least. 8:30 at the latest, so they can process it. Of course, they really want me back by 6, but it's not possible. So everything has to be back in by 8 or 8:30 in order for it to be processed.
What hours a week are you working?
Like a lot, but I don't start till 9 o'clock, 8:45, 9 o'clock. I work 4:10s and get an hour lunch, so that's taken out of it. So it seems like I'm working late because, you know, I am getting home late, but I don't start early in the morning either, which makes the day seem longer.
Yeah, it makes it seem like it's dragging on. I mean, it's great to start at 9, but then you stop at 8. I mean, you're not home at 8, you're just stop at 8. That's crazy. Well, that's good. So do you usually get Fridays off, or how's that work?
Weeks that are during the daytime that are 10-hour, 4 10-hour routes. So we got one guy that runs a different one each day. And so I get Mondays off. There's another guy who has more seniority than me takes Fridays off. So I would probably do Friday, but I'm not sure. Monday's kind of nice, too.
I take Monday off just because probably not a lot of people out.
It's the easiest day on this route. So for that part of it, it's kind of sad. But, you know, I get a long weekend. I take Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. And, you know, sometimes they'll call me and say, hey, we need you to work today, or can you work your day off, which is all overtime. So, you know, that helps when I do that.
Yeah, I'm not looking for your address, but what area do you live in?
Okay, I live in Cleveland, up in northeast Pickens County, up near Table Rock, east side of Table Rock.
You see, yeah, wow. Is that a 45-minute commute to work?
Right on, about 45 minutes.
I had a recording studio in Whitehorse Road, and that was a good 30 minutes. With I had, at the time, lived downtown, so I just had to deal with all the downtown traffic all up every morning, which was literally a nightmare to try to get over to Whitehorse Road. But I had finally figured out enough little tiny back roads I could get there in about 25 minutes. You cut out about 10, but I'm glad I don't have to work over there anymore. But the Whitehorse Road definitely has changed a lot even since I've left. I think I stopped working over there about 10 years ago.
Changed and grown, and, you know how it is. Now, you told me one time, I think, but where on Whitehorse Road was that studio?
I'm trying to think of exactly how to tell you. So, if you're, you know, NTR and you're going down Whitehorse Road, like, towards 85, like where you're going, and you go under 123, there is, I think, a Baptist church on the right, and then it's like right after that. I'm trying to remember the name of the road now, but it was over there. It was definitely the sketchy part.
Exactly where you're talking about. Road kind of veers off to the right, right after that church. That's Tabernacle. I just drove past that. I don't think that's New Easley Highway, but anyway, I know where you're talking about.
It got was shut down probably 3 years ago, and it just got bought back by another recording studio, and they're trying to remake it into the original studio. It was called Mark 5. I'm sure you'll probably see signs for it soon, you know, in the next, you know, couple months. But supposedly Elvis Presley recorded there, and a bunch of other pretty big names. It was one of the biggest studios in South Carolina for recording for a really long time.
For the Mark 5 studio, I'd forgotten that's where it was, but I do remember that name.
There, I did remastering and did client artwork for like albums and stuff. I helped with the Edwin McCain album. So there's a couple things I did over there like that.
That was interesting work.
What was funny is, I mean, you expected to meet these nice people, and when they came in, they weren't as nice as what you thought, but that's just how the cookie crumbles.
A couple people through the years, and they're in the business of selling themselves, but when they get around people that they don't consider their equals, they some of them can be a little snobbish.
Or people that they don't think can help them. You know, they usually don't give them too much time. That is what it is.
Their world for sure. Well, Daniel, I'm pulling up. I'm hungry. I'm pulling in. See if I can. Man, it looks crowded. I may not even find a spot. I'll let you go. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you again. KI4DTY N4ZLK.
To you, Shane. And thanks for the QSO, and I hope you have a great lunch, and don't get anything too greasy. And have a good one. Be safe out there, 7-3.
And 4-ZLK.